News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
The practicalities of sending your child off on their Leaving Cert holidays, because a whole load of kids are going to wrap up the Leaving Cert and say, right, that's it. I am putting myself on a plane, train or automobile somewhere around the world to do the first big major independent adult holiday. And that means that parents need to send them off equipped. Megan Virgo is with us, freelance travel writer. Megan, what is it that parents need to be giving to make sure that their kid comes home safe and alive?
Hi, Anton. Thanks for having me on. I'm sure there's a few nervous parents listening this morning. And although I'm not a parent myself, I do spend a lot of time traveling and writing. So I think what I would say, first of all, is even before they get on the plane, make sure that their passport is valid. It's in date. It's not damaged. I think we hear a lot of stories at the moment about people showing up to the airport and they can't even get on the plane because their passport is damaged. So I would check that first. And I don't know if you're aware, but people think that losing a passport is something that happens to someone else. But actually, more than 150,000 Irish passports have been lost or stolen in the past 5 years. So I think it's something just to be conscious of, and that it's not just a statistic. And even when their kids are on their holidays, as you said there in your opening line there for this segment, this is their first big holiday where they're the responsible adult. So when they get to their accommodation, put their passport away safely. That is their safety net. So if they have a safe in their bedroom, which they should have, that's where the passport needs to go. But what if the passport goes missing? What do you do then? Before you go on the holiday, make sure that you email a copy of that passport to yourself and to your parents. I think that that has to be a non-negotiable. And if you do end up losing your passport, do you know where the local embassy is? Do you know the local police? Do you know how to contact them? I think that parents just need to have a talk with their kids about what happens if that situation arises.
What about things like money and medical information? Should you tattoo your phone number to their inner arm?
That's definitely not the advice anyway I'll give on this segment, certainly not on live radio. But I think when it comes to medication and money, look, there's no point in having just one solid form of payment through just a card, through a debit card. I think that you need to have two methods of payment. So definitely bring a small amount of cash with you, put that into the safe, but also have your debit card, have your Apple Pay or your Google Pay. Make sure as well that you have Revolut. If you need money, you know, are you able to access money quickly? And let's say your phone is stolen, your wallet is stolen, what do you do in that situation? I think it's a good idea that the people that you're traveling with, that a lot of the young people now would have Revolut, that you would transfer just a small safety fund to them, and they put that then into a Revolut vault that, God forbid, you don't have access to funds, they then can just pay your way because there's a small amount there. So I think that's good to have a backup plan like that. And as well, this might sound like an obvious one, but the older generation, they might not be so technologically savvy. So I think there's no harm as well in just making sure as well that they're aware of how to use Revolut, how to transfer through Apple Pay, Google Pay. So there's no harm in having a conversation as a parent with yourself as well in that regard.
Megan, thanks very much. Megan Virgo, freelance travel writer.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.